AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump's Asheville, North Carolina speech was supposed to be about his economic vision, but we got more personal attacks on Vice President Harris.
She's not smart. She's not intelligent.
He even mocked the vice president's laugh as that of a crazy person.
What happened to her laugh? I haven't heard that laugh in about a week. That's why they keep her off the stage.
Harris recently completed a 5-state swing through battleground states. Inflation continues to cool, rising under 3% for the first time in the Biden presidency. No victory lap, though.
The White House is saying that there's more work to be done, that prices are still too high for many Americans. Biden has made clear that lowering costs for Americans is a top priority for the last few months of his presidency.
ABC's Selena Wang. It's Thursday, and there is to be another negotiating session on a Gaza ceasefire. It is unclear, though, if Hamas will be in attendance. This is ABC News. It was supposed to be an 8-day stay at the International Space Station for the two NASA test pilots who crewed the maiden voyage of Boeing's Starliner capsule. That's turned into 2 months because of various issues with the troubled spacecraft, and it may turn into 8 months before they get back. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
NASA says there's no rush in deciding what to do, that Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore are safely and happily aboard the International Space Station. They expect new data to come in next week to decide if the two ride Starliner home or if Starliner comes back empty. NASA's Ken Bauer sucks.
We've got time, and it's a fairly major discussion to decide about whether or not we're going to have crew on board Starliner for return.
If they don't come back on Starliner, the astronauts could be in space into next year.
ABC's Alex Stone. Next February is when the next SpaceX capsule is to fly to the ISS and bring the two home on the return trip. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest-growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident, but I do think that all the facts point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races are won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year. after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds here in the overnight with middle 60s at daybreak, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, showers and storms moving in. We'll see some heavy rainfall. Southeast winds gusty as high temperatures warm to the lower 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Douglas Darby and Jacob Jansen give us an update on their Turning the Page project.
And Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality is in for our very first NFL draft update. Join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Putenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us wherever you are across the state, across the country, around the world. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Some baseball action tonight. Broadcast starts at 6:35. The crew hosting the Dodgers. You can catch the game live on WRCE in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, and in Oshkosh WISS, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Go crew. The game starts at 6:35. Melissa Kay from WIRI and WFHR is going to be joining us coming up at 11:20. If you're in that area, they have something really cool going on this afternoon, especially if you have kids at home who are thinking about broadcasting.
Yeah.
And be getting into broadcasting. It's pretty neat. It's going on today. Mm-hmm. Melissa's going to give us a little update coming up at 11:20, and then Dr. Laura Hanks will be here at 11:33 for public service announcement. Before we went to the news, at the top of the hour, we were doing kind of a side-by-side comparison between the vice presidential candidates, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and J.D. Vance from Ohio. Cindy from Appleton, my sister in sarcasm. Good morning, Cindy. How are you? What did you want to say?
Well, I have two things, and there is no comparison between Vance and Walz. Anyway, I was really glad to see that this referendum thing failed by such a large percentage. That means that hopefully some Republicans are starting to finally catch on to things here. And I haven't heard who won between the Roth and Jacques and who was the other one?
Tony Weed won.
And then Tony Weed won?
Yep. Yeah, sorry.
Yep.
Sort of breaking news for Cindy and Appleton. Tony Weed wins the Trump-approved candidate.
Yeah, Andre Jacques came in last, Cindy.
Really?
Yeah.
And then who won out on the other one, the Hovde?
Eric Hovde won
Eric
the primary.
Won. Oh, yeah.
By 86, he won 86 points.
Yeah, pretty, very handily.
God, I was hoping Tony Weed would lose, thinking that might be a indication of how people are feeling about Trump, but now I'm a little nervous.
Well, we'll see. I mean, there's been some speculation, Cindy, that he might be a better candidate for Kristen Lierley to take on.
Yeah.
And so we'll kind of have to wait and see. But we agree with you. We're all very, very relieved and happy and hopeful that those two constitutional amendments were defeated.
Yeah.
It's good news for all of us. I'm just so happy so many people are getting clued in and paying attention.
It's good news for the people who even voted yes.
Yeah. Yeah. At least you're taking part.
Yeah.
At least you're taking part. Anything else you want to say, Cindy?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you say that Weed's a better candidate against Christian, but what happens if the idiot wins? That's the problem.
Well, we have to live in a world where all the possibilities are possible. So we just hope that Christian has the best game on, and I think she will. She's very, I mean, first of all, it seems like Derek Van Orten, Tony, there's no guarantees any debates are going to happen because I think they all know they'll all get annihilated by their opponents. But if you put Tony Weed up against Kristen Lyerly on a stage with questions, it's going to be very hard for Tony Weed to make a case for himself because that's not what he's running on. He's running on being Trump's guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's pretty much it.
Cam in Appleton listening on WGBW in Green Bay. Tim Walz is my home state governor. If even a fraction of his policies can impact our roads, it will be a treat. I hate the roads in this state. Fix the damn roads, Tony Evers would say.
They're always fixing the roads, though. That's the problem. They're always being fixed, even when they're done. Yeah. Guess what? Next week, they're being fixed again.
Dave from Waukesha texting in, don't confuse a lack of signs for Trump for a lack of support. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a segment of voters who won't publicly back him because of shame, but that shame will not translate to a change in the voter booth. You're very, very right, Dave.
We saw that in 2016. A lot of people voted for Donald Trump but did not say that in the polls. They took part in because they were embarrassed, ashamed, nervous about being made fun of or whatever reason. So, yeah. And, you know, that's why all the polls said, you know, Hillary Clinton's going to walk away with this. She can be president twice in a row. She's going to win by such a large margin. And by the end of that night, I wasn't drinking cocktails for victory. I was just drinking.
Liz from Saukville, listening here in Waukesha on WAUK. Tim Walz will be an excellent vice president. I'm a child guy. I'm a child-free cat lady, and I would trust him with my cats. So would we, Liz.
Yeah, me too.
So would we.
I'd get a cat just to have him cat sit.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, I want to share this with you just real quickly. Trump campaign spokesperson Caroline Sunshine.
What? That's not her name.
Caroline Sunshine says Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz has never held a real job in his life. Sunshine said today during an interview on Real America's Voice, quote, Tim A. Walz, as I like to call him.
I don't know what that means.
Because when Tim was asked to, you know, answer the call to service and deploy and fight for our country, he chose to step down and run for Congress, blah, blah, blah. That's been debunked. He's never held a real job in his life, by the way. He spent all of his life running for Congress, running for office or in office. And Tim Walz went on to have a political career like the career politician that he is, always putting himself ahead of his country. He was a high school teacher for 20 years.
Yeah. Yep.
He was in the National Guard for 20. Does that make him a leech?
No.
Because he was with the National Guard for 24 years.
Well, I mean, does that make him a public employee? Yeah, that makes him a public employee. But they're just spinning whatever lies they can to make it. They love this idea of the career politician. But the problem is Donald Trump was president already, and he's been running since 2020. He's a career politician now, so why is it nothing for him? All these, it's just, they have nothing. They have nothing. And the fact of bringing in this stolen valor narrative is so offensive to me.
Yes.
And so disgusting, because he served, and he served with honor. And it is very well documented that he did not abandon his troops.
No.
Last time I checked, someone else got a deferment to stay out of the Vietnam War.
Oh, yeah.
So where's the outrage about that?
Well, and the last time I checked, Scott Walker was nothing but a career politician. Scott Walker never worked in the private sector.
No, yeah.
Ever.
He went from Madison to Milwaukee back to Madison. Ben listening to WRCE in Richland Center says, I like career politicians if they are good because I like experience. Yes. Hey, let me ask you a question, everybody. If your car breaks down today, do you walk up to some guy and say, hey, are you a mechanic? And he says yes. And you're like, no, thanks. I don't like a career mechanic. I want someone who's new to this, who can really try new things. And then guess what? He puts a square wheel on your tire, on your car, and there's where you're at. This whole notion of career politician, that's called a career, a resume.
I do think term limits would not be a bad idea. Totally, and I think a lot of folks agree on that.
Totally agree.
But yes, I think there is absolutely something to be said for someone who has worked within the system and know how it works. On the same hand, it's also nice to get fresh blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca Cook, Derek Van Orden didn't have any prior political experience.
I mean, honestly, like if Derek Van Orden wanted to run for alderman or even a state representative job, I get that. You got to come up from somewhere. But just this notion of, well, I've never done it before. Can I be a senator, Ron Johnson?
It's like Hovde.
Yeah. So that to me is just absolute bull hockey.
Calvin?
Is it being an elected official is not a real job, or a teacher? Because his teaching career is longer than his political career. He was a teacher. He accepted his first teaching job in 1989, and he was not elected to the House of Representatives until 2007.
Yeah, I mean, he spent decades as a teacher. Apparently, that's just not a real job, Calvin. Nope. Being a teacher, especially a high school teacher, such an easy gig.
We got a text from Patty listening to WGBW, says, you guys wait until Tony goes up for debate. That's Tony Weed. You will be shocked. I doubt it. Stop ridiculing candidates. I'm not ridiculing anybody. I'm going off of what I've seen from Tony Weed's campaign. He ran as the Trump guy, and he has no experience.
Well, and that was kind of the competition between the three of them, yeah. Andre Jacques and Tony Weed and Mr. Roth. They all claimed Trump. They were the Trumpiest. It was the Trump off.
Yeah. And I've seen some of the things that Tony Weed likes to talk about on a debate stage against Dr. Lyerly. It will be interesting because she comes with experience. She comes with knowledge, and she comes with poise, and she can talk to anyone about anything. So this is going to be a discussion, hopefully. I don't know if Tony Weed can handle it. I don't know if Derek Van Orden can take on Rebecca Cook. I certainly know that J.D. Vance cannot take on Tim Walz. And come on, Donald Trump versus Kamala, please. Please now.
855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Good morning, Mark. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I'm always amused by some of these career politicians that denigrate, you know, career state employees, of which I was one. I spent 36 years in state service to the DNR, and it's good to have people with experience in there. But I mean that I find it particularly amazing that a lot of these Republican politicians were nothing but the sole purpose in life was to run for office. For example, Scott Walker. Or even Robin Voss and Rancid Priebus, but they denigrate people that have dedicated their life to public service. I mean it's kind of an interesting dichotomy there with a whole twist off there that they tend to condemn, you know, people that go into civil service rather than, you know, service for themselves as a public official.
Yeah, it's their candidates get treated entirely differently.
Absolutely.
Look at George Santos. Just as whoever, one example.
Whomever he is today. I mean, when
he's on OnlyFans.
Oh,
that's what I've heard.
No. I mean, that's...
A man's got to make a living.
It's true.
I've heard his drag persona has returned from his college days. I saw a TikTok of it.
Oh, Georgie, boy, you're back. I mean, it's just a thing of, like, that whole career politician thing has never worked for me because, like, Ron Johnson, like, Russ Feingold's a career politician. Well, now you're in your third term, so now you're the career.
Which you said you wouldn't run for.
You've become the monster you ridiculed. So where are we at now, buddy?
Stay with us. We're going to find out what's going on at WFHR and WIRI. Melissa Kay will be with us in just a moment. Just stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Around our ears, I turned up the radio. I can't hear it.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague. She's part of our wonderful Civic Media News Department. Melissa Kay is joining us from WFHR 97.5 and WIRI 105.5. First of all, Melissa, good job to all of you guys from last night. And
thank you, all
the great coverage that we had from News Director Terry Bell, Todd Alba, you were there, Savannah was there. It was a cast of thousands.
And it was. We were all there.
Yeah, you guys all really did a really great job.
Yeah.
And it was when I finally heard, I think it was Todd Alba who said that it had been confirmed that those two constitutional amendments had been defeated, that I was finally able to go to bed.
Me too. Right? Yeah.
It was a relief.
Yeah, and it must have been a really long night for you because I know you get up in the morning and you're still working. So tell us about what's going on this afternoon. I think this is so cool.
Yes, we are having our first customer appreciation party in our new studio, which we've been here for over a year now or more. I don't even know. But we want to have a party. We're right on the roundabout here in Wisconsin Rapids next to the DMV, and we are having just like, guys, I can't even talk about it. I'm so excited. We have El Taco Social Food Truck is going to be here. So we're having tacos.
Nice.
And then we're playing our WIRI listeners submitted song requests. So we are playing their playlist for the party in the parking lot. So we're going to be rocking out in the parking lot. We've got community people here from the VFW. So we've got our veterans here. And from Wood County, they're going to be talking about, they have information on immunizations and the WIC program here in Wood County. So you're going to be able to find out that. We're going to have bubbles and chalk for the kiddos. We've got cornhole. We got a hula hoop contest at 3 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
James thinks he can't hula hoop. I tell him otherwise. I brought my professional hula hoops. They're real heavy.
Of course you have professional hula hoops, Melissa.
As one does.
And then, we're going to be live on WFHR from 4 to 6, talking with people who are here. I'm going to be getting the kiddos in to try out different radio jobs. I've got little scripts for them that they can be a morning host, a radio, a music DJ. They can be a news anchor, and we're going to record it. And then I've got these little wristbands that are USB drives that turn into a wristband that have our call letters on it. We're going to load what they record, their little show, on this for them to take home to show their friends and family.
That is so cool.
I love that so much. Now, can I ask, Art, like, for the, because I grew up in FM radio listening to that as a kid, do you have scripts for kids like, you're listening to 20 minutes of pure rock on WIRI? Get the lead out. I want to just know, are they introducing like real music and real bands? Oh, we got the script. Oh, there's a script coming.
We do. There's scripts. So yes, I have, there's blanks. So I've got a little bit scripted for them. They're going to fill in the blanks with what they want to say. They get to make up their own morning radio DJ host name, their own morning show name. They get to make up their own news.
That is.
Tune in at 6 p.m. for an update on.
I want to hear a 7-year-old
please.
Doing intros for rock stations. That should just be priceless.
What yes, we're going to air them during our live segment from 4 to 6, so tune in.
So people can just show up this afternoon in Wisconsin yep. Rapids? And yes. give the location for people who might not be fully aware.
We are at 1690 2nd Avenue South. And it's right at the roundabout by the Bread and Butter Shop and the DMV here in Wisconsin Rapids, right by the river. You cannot park in our parking lot because that's where the party is.
Sure.
Gotcha. So you'll need to park on the street. You can, don't tell anybody. You can park in the Bread and Butter parking lot on our side. Just don't park in front of the store because we cannot block their business.
Don't worry. We won't tell anyone that, Melissa.
Don't tell anybody.
Nobody will know that.
But if you can, park further up the street and walk down. Plan to get some tacos because El Taco Social. You guys, ooh, can I pontificate for a moment?
Oh, yes.
if it's about tacos, of course.
It's about tacos. It's like the French dip of tacos.
It's like birria?
They make everything homemade. Mm-hmm. And I had these. It was like a pulled beef taco with like tacos, you know, normal traditional taco stuff. And then they have this homemade dip that you dip it in.
Ooh.
And then, you know, you put the lime juice on. Oh, my goodness. So good. So good. I cannot wait to have them in my mouth later.
We're going to have to drive up to Rapids, so I think, hungry. This afternoon. I love the whole idea of the kids auditioning for radio jobs. What a wonderful idea. Was that a whole collective thing?
Maybe I may have come up with that.
Oh, Melissa, but that's so good. It really is.
And then Chuck helped me, our general manager, who's amazing. Love him. Love our whole team here. But he helped me get these wristbands that have our call letters and numbers on it. And then on the back side, it says locally grown radio because that's our tag. It's our tag.
Okay, it's yours. Fine. Okay, fine.
Get your kids together. Go out there this afternoon. It's going to be a ball.
And I just found out we're going to have a 10-foot anaconda here.
Now I'm not going to Wisconsin Rapids, but that might be a draw for you.
we'll have other animals here as well that you can see. We have Edge VR here. You're going to be able to try out our new store in town that does VR. And okay. Pam tried to walk the plank this morning. I think she didn't get very far out of the elevator, but it was a really cute video.
That just sounds like an opportunity to laugh at your coworkers. Here, put the VR thing on. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm definitely not filming this with my phone right now. No, of course not.
I would never do that.
It was so much fun, guys. I can't wait. We're going to have a blast at this party today. It's from noon to 6 here at our WFHR WIRI studio right on the roundabout. Come party with us on the roundabout.
Melissa Kay in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss it. Get your kids. It sounds like that is just going to be so much fun. Noon to 6 today. The Roundabout, WFHR 97.5, WIRI 105.5. Melissa Kay, part of our fantastic civic media news department. Thank you so much for squishing us in there, Melissa.
Absolutely.
Give us an update.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I want to hear some of the auditions when they get done. So send us a couple files when you get that done.
For sure.
I would love to hear them.
Oh, I will be glad to share them with the team.
All right.
Thank you for the support, you guys.
Absolutely.
Love you so much.
Love you, too. Thank you so much. All right. We have news coming up in just a little bit, and then when we return, it is Wednesday.
What does that mean?
That means it is time for Dr. Laura Hanks and public service announcement.
Yes!
If you have a question for Dr. Hanks, you can always send it to Jane Says, JaneSays. Send it into janesays@civicmedia.us. Stay close. We will be right back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Radio. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. No, I can't hear it. Hey, hey. Come on.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump's Asheville, North Carolina speech was supposed to be about his economic vision, but we got more personal attacks on Vice President Harris.
She's not smart. She's not intelligent.
He even mocked the vice president's laugh as that of a crazy person.
What happened to her laugh? I haven't heard that laugh in about a week. That's why they keep her off the stage.
Harris recently completed a five-state swing through battleground states. Inflation continues to cool, rising under 3% for the first time in the Biden presidency. No victory lap, though.
The White House is saying that there's more work to be done, that prices are still too high for many Americans. Biden has made clear that lowering costs for Americans is a top priority for the last few months of his presidency.
ABC's Selena Wang. It's Thursday, and there is to be another negotiating session on a Gaza ceasefire. It is unclear, though, if Hamas will be in attendance. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An incoming Democratic state lawmaker from Madison is a trailblazer, Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wisconsin will get its very first South Asian member of the state assembly. There was a three-way race for the 77th Assembly District. Renuka Mayadev ended up winning. She works in the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. There's no Republican running in November, meaning Mayadev wins the seat. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Law enforcement officers who killed a teenager who brought an air rifle to Mount Horeb Middle School in May will not be charged. The Dane County DA says the officers acted appropriately. Justice Department investigators say the officers followed correct protocols when confronted with what looked like a lethal weapon. No one but the teenage subject was killed that day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds here in the overnight with middle 60s at daybreak, a light southeast wind. On Thursday, showers and storms moving in. We'll see some heavy rainfall. Southeast winds gusty as high temperatures warm to the lower 70s. It's 60 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk about the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee. Also, all things sports with Paul Noonan and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment there as well on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, or send an email directly to the show at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. She joins us every Wednesday at this time for public cervix announcement. Dr. Laura Hanks is here. Good morning, Dr. Hanks. We started
off
pretty happy today after those two constitutional amendments were defeated in Wisconsin, baby.
Yeah. Good job, everyone, getting out to vote.
Absolutely. We were talking about turnout. On the one hand, Calvin, you had said that this was the largest turnout for a non-presidential primary.
For a presidential year
primary. So it was the best turnout in 64 years. At the same time, wow, it was only like 27%.
We did it.
I ran. I was in the OR operating all day, and I ran out of the OR in my scrubs. Like, I guess I shouldn't say that, but I changed my scrubs and I got to the voting place. I was like, am I still on time? They're like, you have 4 hours. Like, right.
And then she went right back into work. Didn't even wash her hands. Got right back in there
in the day. No. But seriously, if you ever do have a question for Dr. Hanks, just email it in. It does not have to be gynecological related, but that is where we do spend a lot of our focus. And Dr. Hanks, you had sent me this article in the New York Times about IUDs and how now doctors are getting blamed for the discomfort that some women experience with IUDs, and they're making TikToks about it.
Yeah, what's interesting? I went back to find this article because I sent it to you. I think it came out like right after our last show last week. And so I was like, I want to remember to talk about this. So then I did the little search thing in New York Times, and every single article they've ever written about IUDs has been something negative. And it's just so frustrating because it's such a good form of birth control. But I do agree, it is painful. And I always talk to my patients about this, like, yes, it is invasive. And IUD stands for intrauterine device. So it's going inside the uterus. Anytime you put something inside the uterus, like, that's not a baby, it's not comfortable because the uterus is going to contract down and try to get it out because it's not used to having, a device in there. So it's going to be uncomfortable during the time of placement. And I think that most of us do a good job of trying to talk to patients about that and counsel them that it's going to be uncomfortable. But unfortunately, there's been this big TikTok craze of patients filming themselves while they're getting an IUD and kind of their faces contorted in pain and, talking about the doctors not offering appropriate anesthesia. But I can't speak to other doctors. Obviously, I don't know what's going on in other clinic rooms, but I always offer patients several different forms of pain control, ibuprofen being the best. We know that like narcotics aren't super great for this, but if they're super anxious about it, we can talk about an anti-anxiety medication before they come in. They just have to have a driver afterwards. There's something called a cervical block. So it's like the same type of medication people get for dental work. So like a lidocaine type thing we can do right next to the cervix. It's not going to take the pain away, but it has been shown in data to decrease pain scores. So that can help. And if patients still are like on the fence, really want it, but are really nervous about the pain, there's always the option to go to the OR. It's not unreasonable. And I've definitely done that when patients, especially if they have a history of trauma, sexual abuse, and are just like, I just can't, even fathom having a speculum in place. That is totally fine.
So you can do this in the OR.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it should be offered to a certain subset of patients. Not everyone is going to need that. And I've also, some patients have said, I want to try this in the clinic, and we get, maybe we get started and they're like, nope, not working.
Can't do it.
I got to be asleep for that. Like, I want to do it, but I want to, not be awake for it. And that is okay.
Is this a very long process? I'm sure with every patient it's different.
Yeah. So as long as anatomy is normal, I usually tell people it takes me about 2 minutes to do, because I try to just keep moving. I always tell them, like, stop me if you want me to. Otherwise, like, the faster we get it done, the better, like, as far as pain goes. But if you need me to stop or slow down, you are in charge. You tell me and I will stop. We will either take a timeout or stop altogether. That is your choice. And I think most doctors that I work with are very good about kind of giving that informed consent.
Dr. Hanks, is it just the placement of the IUD that is so uncomfortable? I mean, does this lessen once it is in place? Mm-hmm. Again, every person is going to be different.
Absolutely. And most, again, to exactly your point, most people, you know, will say they have cramping for a couple hours. Sometimes people have it for a day or two and then it goes away. But I have had patients that are like, this has been uncomfortable ever since you placed it, get it out of me. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this just wasn't the option for you. We tried it and let's take it out. I'm not going to fight you on it. I'm not going to argue, but
I'm going to make you keep it.
Yeah, no.
Dr. Laura Hanks is here for our weekly segment, Public Cervix Announcement, and we're talking about the insertion of IUDs. A lot of women use IUDs as their form of birth control. I wonder sometimes, Dr. Hanks, when things like this start out appearing to be organic, if there is not some other anti-birth control group that is putting this forward to scare women away from using IUDs.
That was my thought.
This is how cynical and suspicious now I am.
Well, yeah.
I know. It's so frustrating and sad. And it's like, that's why I was just so frustrated. Like, the New York Times, of all places, like, should not be trash talking contraception in this post-Roe world that we live in. Like, you know, like, we need to have these options because, you know, we're not getting, not all patients have access to abortions if they need them. And so having, we have to look more upstream, and this is a great form of birth control. It's also for there's two kinds of IUDs. There's a copper IUD and a progesterone only IUD, and the progesterone only IUD is a great way to have to help decrease bleeding. So patients that have heavy periods or just don't want to have a period, that's a really great way. So it's not even the contraception part. I talk to a lot of patients about, like, hey, this would be really good for your bleeding, even if you don't need the contraception aspect of it.
Tom from Jackson is on the line with a question for you, Dr. Hanks. Good morning, Tom. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to ask the doctor?
Hi. Can I ask a question on a different health topic?
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Okay. I know a lot of people have been getting chest colds this summer, and I finally got one about a month ago, and I had 101 degree temperature for a couple days, and then that subsided and went away, but I still am getting over a chest cold, and I've been coughing to the point I think I might have a hernia by my belly button now. But I'm wondering, is there a way to get this out of me? I've tried the Mucinex for 7 days, and that helped a little bit, but then it said to stop taking it. So I don't really know what to do next.
Tom, have you tested for COVID?
That was my question.
But even if I did, what's the difference now?
Well, if he would test positive for Dr. Hanks, what options would he have?
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's good to know for your one risk factors of spreading it. Two, you could have something called you could have started out as a virus, and then you can develop a bacterial pneumonia on top of that, especially with these really, like, long chest colds. And as much as you're coughing, I would definitely recommend being evaluated either by your primary care or urgent care, and maybe have a chest x-ray to just see if there is a superimposed pneumonia on top of it. Obviously, antibiotics don't treat a virus, but if you, in the course of this, got a bacterial pneumonia, that could absolutely be something, the reason that it's kind of, like, ongoing and so miserable. I'm really sorry that you're going through that.
Tom, have you seen your doc yet?
I'm supposed to see her Monday for the hernia. It seems to be subsiding some now, but there's still some left. But it was miserable.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Heavens, if you're coughing that hard, that's awful.
Oh, it's terrible. Worst I've ever had in my life.
I would recommend going to an urgent care this afternoon then. I mean, because Monday's still several days away, you know, just to just to evaluate your chest, and they'll, you know, take a listen. And if, you know, it sounds clear, they might not have to do the chest x-ray, but I think that, you know, being evaluated with is as annoying and as long on ongoing as it's been for you.
Do you have that option, Tom?
I guess so.
Well, it's your choice if you want to wait until Monday. I know you haven't, you know, you said you have an appointment, but like Dr. Hank said, if this continues to worsen and you don't want to wait until Monday, then you should probably head into an urgent care if you can.
Yeah, it's not worsening. It's actually getting better, but it's taken like almost a month.
Wow.
I've never had something that lasted this long.
Well, we sure hope you feel better, and thank you so much for calling, Tom, and thank you for your question. You can always ask the doctor a question as well if you have one at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We have Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. Do you have a question for Dr. Hanks?
Yeah, Dr. Hanks, I have a question for you. Are you going to be joining on the 27th Swifties for Harris on Zoom?
Oh, I love that you asked that. I just saw that. I just saw that recently too, and I was trying to figure out how to sign up for it.
Because Tom knows you are a Swiftie. Nothing wrong with being
yes.
a Swiftie.
Nothing
I
wrong
know,
at all.
I know, Greg.
Tom, are you going to be on the Swifties for Harris call?
I am definitely going to be on that call.
Yeah, have you seen the thoughts on the internet about her maybe supporting because of one of the pictures? It looks like Kamala Harris is in the background waving.
Okay, don't spread conspiracy Swift theories here. That's not what this segment's about. You call me later about this, all right? Call me later about this.
Thank you,
we'll
Tom.
Talk offline.
Thank you, Tom. That's really funny.
We did get a text saying, Dr. Hanks, I have a question about sexual intimacy. I don't feel comfortable asking about it on air or text. Is there a way to contact outside Civic Media? If you want, you can send it to Jane Says. We will get it to Dr. Hanks.
Yes.
And then we set up. Yeah, anonymously. You can try. We'll be the go-between, but you can send it to janesays@civicmedia.us and we will make sure it gets to Dr. Hanks.
Absolutely.
And this will not. And after this, we will not discuss it.
Right.
Because it's your privacy and we respect that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Any questions for Dr. Hanks, send them in to Jane
please,
Says,
please.
JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. All right, we have a break coming up.
I spend a lot of my time talking about awkward things, so I'm more than...
That's what doctors are good at.
Yeah.
Really? I have a lot of awkward questions then.
Yeah. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text, send in a text question for the doctor at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon hates that we still call Twitter, which is why I do it, because it makes me happy. Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement. We do have a text question for the doctor.
Yes, we do. Steve from Hayward listening to WBZH. Don't know if I should be saying their names. That's fine. It's Steve. What is the best treatment for nail fungus? So many options. This is true, actually. So many options out there, but what really works? Thanks.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I would have to look this one up.
Well, we can do this next week. We can come back to this next week.
Yeah, let's look it up. Yeah.
Stay tuned, Steve.
Toenails are very far from my organs that I think about.
That you concentrate on.
Appropriately so. So I don't want to make anything up, obviously. So I'm gonna look into that and see if I can contact with some podiatry friends for you. So
and to just to reiterate, if you have a question for Dr. Hanks, send it in.
Yeah.
Email it in, because then that gives us the opportunity to get it to Dr. Hanks, mm-hmm. and she can research it if that is not necessarily her area of expertise.
Yeah.
So again, Jane says at civicmedia.us for medical questions for Dr. Hanks, for show suggestions, for guest suggestions for the show, all that stuff. Jane says at civicmedia.us, all the complaints go to Calvin. It's a very long email address. You don't want to know what it is. It's not
go to Bing
it.
And look him up. Just so you know that when you send this to us, if you need clarification, you will remain anonymous if you want to remain anonymous.
Absolutely.
But we respect your space and your privacy.
Dr. Hanks, I did want to talk briefly, and this is a kind of a downer way to end, but I saw this all over the place earlier this week. Two Texas women now are calling on the feds to investigate hospitals in Texas that refuse to perform abortions, even though their conditions fell under the exceptions to the abortion law. And these are some pretty harrowing stories that these women shared, with their essentially being told, nothing we can do for you. Go back home, cross your fingers, hope for the best, as you're bleeding and hemorrhaging. And again, there is so much fear and confusion over who's going to get prosecuted and for what reason could I get prosecuted, even though I am ostensibly working under these exceptions because a woman can lose her life. And this is the case in a lot of states. This isn't just Texas.
Right. And it's so, you know, you want to vilify the doctors, but like you said, it's so unclear, and it's so, the consequences are so scary. I still, say that you need to treat the patient in front of you. And if they're bleeding and, you're concerned for their life, you need to treat them. But regardless, I mean, this is what happens when you let the states, this decision go to the states, and the states have radical views of how reproductive rights are supposed to work. And this is what's just, when it's infuriating when you hear Donald Trump talk about like, oh, I think it's going great.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not really an issue. And it's not an issue anymore. And I'm like, bro, come and live my life for just an hour and tell me, and then tell that to my face. Like, it's, you know, and ectopic pregnancies, let's remember, are 1-2% of all pregnancies, which sounds low, but in my world, I see it all the time.
Seriously. Like,
I see ectopics all the time, and they are life-threatening. They are never going to turn into a normal fetus. The majority of ectopic just means that it's a pregnancy outside the uterus. The majority of them are going to be in the fallopian tube. The fallopian tube can't expand the way that a uterus can. It will eventually explode and can potentially kill somebody because it's going to cause massive amounts of bleeding. So sometimes we can catch it early and it doesn't have to be treated with surgery. We can use medication. But if it is ruptured, then that is a surgical emergency. That is bleeding into the abdomen. Like, I just can't, like, if someone had a splenic laceration or a liver laceration, they're bleeding to the abdomen, I would be like, well, like,
not sure if I can do that.
Like, they might need that liver for their drinking, so maybe I'll just let them go home. You know, like,
right.
What? Like, it's just like, doesn't even make sense.
Well, and I think it's important. For folks to realize, and you said it very well, Dr. Hanks, in that people with no medical experience are making these decisions for women in their states. I can't think of the MAGA Republican who asked why an ectopic pregnancy couldn't just be implanted in the womb. They don't even understand female physiology. They don't understand basic things like, I can't swallow a little camera and then have it take a picture of my uterus, because that was another Republican lawmaker who suggested because my stomach and my uterus aren't connected that way. So
says who?
Says doctors.
Okay.
Right, doctor?
And if it is, something has gone poorly.
I have bad news and I have worse news.
It just, these are not the people who should be making our medical decisions.
No.
And the thing, go ahead, doctor.
Go ahead, Greg. No, you go ahead.
I just say the thing that's just frustrating is that shoulder shrugging attitude towards it of like, well, why can't you just do it? You know, I mean, and it's backed by this belief that you as a doctor, as a trained OBGYN, will say, these are the facts, the indisputable facts. And they say, but you never know. It could be that one. It's no, that is not a defense to science. The what if is not a defense to science, but they get to get away with it all the time and just go, swallow a camera, see what's going on. I'm a vet and I've had animals give birth in my office. I know more about this than anyone. Dr. Joel Kitchens won his primary last night by 77 points.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just, I'm frustrated. I can't even imagine, Dr. Hanks, what you go through on a daily basis when you open up any social media, but that wanton ignorance that, coupled with arrogance, is just insufferable.
Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. So thank you for feeling my pain, Greg.
I try.
Absolutely. Dr. Laura Hanks will join us next Wednesday at 11:33. If you have a question for her, email it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening and voting. It means the absolute world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay tuned. Stay here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. See you in the morning.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m.
on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.